Joe Biden, Kamala Harris reward high-profile Democrats with inauguration duties. By Penny Starr on December 7, 2020. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are moving forward with presidential and vice presidential inauguration plans, including naming left-wing Democrats to work on the committee tasked with the January 20 swearing-in ceremony. CBS News first reported on the four new co-chairs of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies to be led by James Clyburn, DSC, including Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. Also named were Reps. Lisa Blunt Rochester, DITA, and Cedric Richmond, DLA, who has also been tapped as a White House senior advisor and director of the Office of Public Engagement. All four were already close to Biden as surrogates on his presidential campaign, according to CBS. Kamala and I are honored and grateful to these leaders for joining our inaugural committee as co-chairs and helping to organize a safe inauguration for all Americans, said Mr. Biden. These leaders reflect the strength, spirit, and diversity of America and have always held a steadfast commitment to restoring the soul of the nation, building back the middle class, and unifying the country. Clyburn, an influential ally who endorsed the president-elect before the South Carolina primary, said it will be one of the most important inaugurations in America's history. The peaceful transfer of power surrounding the inauguration is a bedrock of American democracy that represents our nation's highest ideals, said Clyburn, chair of the Presidential Inaugural Committee. This inauguration will show the country and the world something I have always known: we know Joe, and Joe knows us. If there are small crowds at the inauguration on the west side of the Capitol and the National Mall, it will not be because of a lack of enthusiasm for the next president and vice president, but because of the coronavirus. It is highly unlikely there will be a million people on the mall going all the way down to the memorial, Biden told reporters in Wilmington Friday. My guess is there will not be a gigantic inaugural parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. Mr. Biden expects the inauguration will feature more virtual programming, similar to the Democratic National Convention in August. He noted that his team is consulting with convention organizers and House and Senate leadership, CBS reported. The Biden team has also announced a theme for the inauguration: Our Determined Democracy, Forging a More Perfect Union. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.